This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Floating in the third level pool at the Andes Resort in Wailea, Maui, I'm Schmitty, and this is Talkin' Schmidt. Today on the show is my good friend, Darren Navarette. Darren is a professional skateboarder that has a heavy influence on the rebirth of Creatures skateboards. Although he skated all terrain, his favorite is vert and has been nicknamed the Vertical Vampire. He's been featured on the cover of Thrasher magazine, a mystery guest on King of the Road, and of recent years has opened yet another door by starting a company entitled Skeleton Key. There is no denying Nav's passion for skateboarding. His message is simple. If you want to talk skateboarding and have some type of impact or control of its future, you better actually skate and rub elbows with the ones that do.
You're right. It's about the ones. The ones that fucking do. It's about the numbers. You got 4,000 fucking followers, huh? Yeah, how many of them do what we do? It's about the ones. So I don't give a fuck about your fucking multi-million dollar numbers. I care about the ones that do this.
Also, I want to thank everyone that purchased the new Neckface long sleeve shirt. Your orders are in and shall be shipped out November 6th. For those that want one, there are still a limited supply at talkinschmidt.com. And without further ado,
this is Nobody. We're talking to Schmidt. I've known this guy for as long as I've known him. He was a character that brought me into his fold because he was a true dude.
Just give it the old cars turn right here.
Oh, big dog's in.
Schmitty! What do you think, Schmitty?
96 times Schmitty.
Talking Schmidt.
He's so fucking busy.
Shit my pants,
Lyle. You roll the decks, it's fucking deep.
Are you ready?
Come on, Schmidt.
Let's hear it for Greg Schmidt. Yeah!
Hey, this is Archer, coming to you live from Verbona, talking Schmidt. Back to you, Schmitty.
Thank you, Archer. And that's right, kids. We are off the Highway 78, just 13 miles south of Escondido, day after the annual Ramona contest. I've been wanting this one since I started the podcast. You guys are fucking in for a treat. We got Darren Navarette. Right here. Bloody Mary and all. How you doing?
I'm doing good. First off, I would like to make sure that anything I say tonight is on the record, but it's also off the record because what I say is two Bloody Marys in. I slept in Ramona in the dirt. Dirt was kicked up. So I just want to say whatever I say is off the record, on the record. Like, it's just what I'm saying today. It could change tomorrow because all things change, and but we'll hold our ground with what we say.
I like that. Anything you say can and has been held against you.
Well, we've heard that before. I've said stuff and it's been held against me.
So for those that don't know, you grew up where?
Minneapolis, Minnesota, but Kansas really and New Mexico. So, I mean, people ask me where you're from, I say Minnesota because my skateboarding was born in Minnesota, but technically, I was born in Kansas.
Oh.
Then I moved to New Mexico, and I broke my nose there. No big deal. I saw tumbleweeds as a kid. No big deal. Scorpions, no big deal. Then I moved back to Kansas, and it wasn't that cool, but we moved to Minnesota. It was cool. But we moved to Minnesota, and, man, when we used to play games, fucking we had two different forests. That's all. Anyways.
So what age did you find the skateboard about?
84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99.
Yes. Who were you looking up to back then? Dave LaRue?
Eric Froland, Dave LaRue. Here we go. So the people I looked up to were the people who I was surrounded by. Yes, we looked at the magazines, but they weren't the guys that we were shoulder to shoulder with. But anyways.
Did you skate the turf?
I did skate the turf. It's not my local. That's not my local, but yeah, Sam and Al and all their fucking veterans. But yeah, no, I wanted it. I went there and I was like, I wanted it because these guys were so fucking good that I wanted to be a part of that, but I couldn't. I had to go back home and ride the vert ramp. And when they came down to the vert ramp, I finally could show them, like, this is what I do. Mm. But it's, yeah, we rode a turf.
What was your first sponsor?
My mom.
Yep.
She paid for everything.
And then what was the first company that put you on board after mom helped out for all this?
Welfare Skateboards out of Chicago. But my mom hated it. My dad hated it because they made these shirts that said, I'm proud on to be on welfare. And my dad was like, but you're not on welfare. And I would go down to the ghetto and go skate ramps. And they're like, you can't, son, you can't wear that shirt down there because you're not on welfare. And you're wearing a shirt that says, I'm proud to be on welfare. This is called skateboarding. But he was right. I was going someplace, and I wasn't on welfare.
What do you remember the first photo you had published?
Yeah. Thrasher, Wes Lundry.
Ooh.
Shot the photo, aired a fakie, and I think the article is called San Diego Tacos. I don't know what it was.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was Wes Lundry and Thrasher.
Aired a fakie.
Uh-huh.
Sick. Uh-huh. How did you meet, like, Al and Sam? Was that at the turf? Or?
I'm in the Midwest, man. We met each other because we're skateboarding. See, the thing is, one thing we did that a lot of people did and didn't do, I'm proud to say I was a migrator. I wasn't spoiled. I didn't live in fucking San Francisco. I didn't live in San Diego. I didn't fucking, it didn't come to me. I had to go find it. So that makes this difference. Like, we always knew, like, there's something over here. We have to go there. And then the thing is, like, how can you get into someone's scene without being in their way? I mean, I could be a dick. No, I was a kid. But you can. But it's like, how can you be a part of something without being heard, without being in their way, but you want to be a part of it so badly? How can you play music and watch a fucking band play? What do? You sit in the background and you play fucking music so they don't hear you, but you're playing. So, I mean, how are you a part of something?
Yeah.
So how did I do anything? What was it? Where was I at?
How did you meet these guys?
Same thing I'm saying. We migrated, so I ran into their territory. They ran into my territory. We were just territorial, man. We're fucking I would say we're Mongolians.
Uh huh.
I'm not fixated in one spot. I never went to someplace like, I'm from fucking Texas, motherfucker. Sorry, Texans, but I never said that. I never went anywhere like, I'm from Minnesota. No. I'm from, I don't know where I'm from. I'm here. Let's go.
Yeah. Then. How did you get to San Diego?
Well, I sold marijuana by the pounds. I was a kid. Bought a van for $200. Drove across country with Greg Witt. Snuck into a trade show 3 days in a row. But I bought a van. And we had to get to California. First, we were like, if I'm from Minnesota, where do you go first? Colorado, Florida, Texas. There. The turf is where we went first. But of course, we got to get to California and see it.
Yep.
That's where skateboarding is, right?
Where'd you move to originally? Were you always in Mission Beach?
I tried places out. I fucking moved to fucking, first I went to Seattle, down Oregon, all the places. I was looking for where I wanted to be. I wanted to go back home. I wanted to go to Minnesota, man. I wanted to go back to Minnesota. We had a vert scene there. And I was like, why am I leaving this? Something that's really alive. And why am I coming to this fucking place and nothing's here, nothing's here, nothing's here, nothing's here, nothing's here, nothing's here. Well, Peter Hewitt was here. Okay. That's one thing. So, I don't know, man. I was just going up and down. Where is it at? Where do I want to be? What should I move to San Francisco? There's no vert scene there.
Nope.
We had Peter Hewitt down in fucking San Diego.
Yeah.
Only one dude. Should've. Matt Moffitt, too. I wanted to skate vert. I didn't want to go snowboarding. Every winter showed up California dudes at this time. We're going snowboarding, Darren.
Right.
I left Minnesota to get out of the fucking snow. Why the fuck would I go snowboarding?
Yeah.
I want to skateboard.
Talk about seeing Dave Rule skate pools.
What? We love Dave Rule skating pools. He's fucking 50-50 champion of the fucking world.
Yeah.
I'll always talk highly about him because why not? He's a skateboarder. When skateboarders talk lowly about skateboarders doing what they're doing, well then, come on, man. We're fucking skateboarders or not. Am I supposed to say... That's the worst fucking... God damn it. That's the best. Because You do it. So,
and then, yeah. Do you remember like your first, or when you kind of met P-Stone?
Well, yeah, I met P-Stone in Seattle. I was going cross country with my guys. His guys were there, him and Steve Roach. And then they were there, and we were all out of our element, so we got to communicate because he was out of his element, I was out of my element. Hey, how you doing? We're out of our element. What's your name? My name. Okay, so then we skated, and then we left, parted ways, and I saw him down in San Diego. Like, what are you doing here? I'm doing it. What are you? Well, we both live here. Okay, we're out of our element. But the first time I met P-Stone was in North Carolina. Vert ramp, Reggie Barnes' vert ramp, shithole. P-Stone was there. First time I met him, we were migrating across country. We were migrating.
And then you guys both wound up in San Diego and became real close. I mean, he was the funnel for pretty much, we were talking about last night, like, how do I know you? How do I know him? How does he know you? P-Stone was like the guy that kind of brought a lot of us together.
Well, I would say P-Stone was a guy that brought us all together, but maybe you were the guy that brought us all together. Maybe we were all guys that brought us all together. Maybe we all brought each other together. This is what we would do, because this is, we couldn't fucking fake the damn shit. We couldn't fucking, we were so antisocial that the only way we could socialize with each other is because we were shoulder to shoulder. Like, we communicated with each other. Like, man, I get it. Don't talk to other people. You're right. But I got to talk to this guy, because this is the guy we're talking to. So, I mean, it's like, it's just, we all brought it together, all of us.
Mm.
But it's before our time, too. They brought it before us. So, I mean, it's like, yeah. Is P-Stone the glue? And the resin. It's the same thing, but so are you, so are me, so are everyone. We're all the glue, the resin, the bolts, T-bolts, the fucking, the trucks, the lappers, all of it, man. It's what it is. Yeah. All of it's together, because we do this together.
Mm. What was the order of board companies?
For me?
Yeah.
This one, and this one. That was the order. And if people don't know what it is.
Oh, well.
Well, I mean, I know what it is. And some of the people, does it matter? Because in the end of it, like, does it matter what Darren Everett was a part of? If the part of it doesn't care, then it doesn't fucking matter.
Sure. Do you want to talk a little bit about rebranding Creature? Once it got the second wave, I mean, putting the team together, I think, true or false, I was there when we met Baby Lamb.
True. True or false, we know something that a lot of people do also know. It's called creativity and seeing this big picture, I mean, on what it takes. So we all want to skate together with our friends. But you got to have this passion thing. I mean, if we can't relate in skateboarding, well, then what's the relationship?
You got to be out there doing it to stay in touch with things.
Well, I was taking a piss one day. I was with my pads on. I was pissing. And someone called me, Darren, you need to quit skateboarding, man. You need to focus on this. Your name alone fucking holds. And I'm fucking padded up pissing. I'm like, I can't talk to you right now, man. My name alone holds. I don't give a fuck if my name holds. I care if my 50-50s hold. I care if my fucking hand plants hold. That's all I care about. So how does it hold true is by your actions, by your fucking participation. Man, I know skaters that are fucking some of the best skaters in the fucking world, and they don't skate no more. Do we still respect them? Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
But I respect the skaters that you're not as good as you used to be, but you're still skating. Those are the ones I respect more, because they're holding true, man. They're fucking, it's about our actions, man. I know that fucking skateboarding is going this way, but I know where skateboarding is going too. It's going skateboarding.
Right.
So we can talk about it all we want to, or we can participate with it, and that's our grounds.
Let's talk a little bit about Ramona. This event's gone nine. Last night was the ninth one. What year did it start? Like
2008, because vert skateboarding was either the Olympics or the X Games. Oh, it wasn't the Olympics yet. It was X Games, or you had to jump the Great Wall of China. And, I just wanted to build a ramp where fucking people can come and skate. And I promised these guys, like, it's an easy ramp to skate. It's not a fucking 14-footer. But I lied, because this ramp we built it's the hardest ramp in skateboarding and skate. It's got fucking 4 feet of vert, 9 feet of fucking transition. Okay, that doesn't make sense, but that's basically what it is. So the Ramona I don't know, man. We're just trying to hold on to something that we want to do. I don't know. But it's just skateboarding, man. Bringing people together. And who's the best? So I like to tell people, you're the second best, which leaves interpretation for anybody else. You can be the first, you can be the first, you can be the first, you can be the first. You're the second best. May I have another Bloody Mary?
So true or false, Wade Spire met his wife here, had a kid, and named it Ramona.
As true as I know, but I mean, I might not know all the facts, but Wade Spire, one of my favorite skaters of ever, and always, of course. We wanted to come out here, and he's like, I don't want to go out there, I'm out of shape. Like, dude, just get out here and skate. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then he maybe met his wife here, and maybe he had his first kid from here, and maybe named his kid Ramona. I don't know, but maybe, maybe. We need you here, Wade, because you're such a big part of it. You're a piece of the puzzle, and we'll never forget this, because without watching what you did, paving the way with your goddamn dump truck, paving the way.
Yeah, Wade's the best.
We followed you.
There's been so many highlights, but like what, obviously, like having Max here has been essential. Having 50 plus year old Mark Lake out here. What have some of the guys that you've been, has Fraser been out here?
Fraser's my favorite skater that's ever been out here, maybe. But the Sam Beckett's my favorite skater. Oh, you know what? And then Andy Scott's my favorite skater. And Peter Hewitt's my favorite skater out here. Dan Tagg is my favorite skater here. But, yeah, Fraser came out here one day, and, you know, I was all excited about it, and I was like, what do you think about the ramp? What do you think about the ramp? He's like, I think it's the worst ramp I've ever skated in my life, Darren. But it's one of my favorite sessions I've ever been in. Like, okay, so we built this piece of shit. You're right. It's not perfect, but it's about the people we're skating with. So if you're surrounded by the right people, it doesn't matter what the structure is. If it's right, it's right. You could build the fucking most perfect structure, and it could say Red Bull all over the goddamn thing, and it doesn't have the feeling we're trying to feel. Mm. I am very emotional, and I feel things through skateboarding, and sorry that I do.
We've had Grindline play out here. We've had last night U.S. Bombs played. We had Chuck Treese fucking a couple years back.
The Godoys,
like Steve Klar.
Steve Klar once told me he played here, and he was like, the next day he was like, this could be false, I could be lying. But anyways, he was like, I lost my fucking leg, Darren. What are you talking about? My leg, it's out there. So he played the drums all night long, and all of a sudden he couldn't find his leg. But that just could be me making it up. I don't know. If you find it, I think it's in the dirt.
Yeah.
What?
In the first couple of years, you had the pin-up girls.
Yeah.
And then everybody started getting on you about it, and you're just like, hey, man, I can bring a girl up here. Why can't you guys?
Well, that's what happened. Is everyone's like, are you going to bring girls? Are you going to bring girls? Are you going to bring girls, Darren? I'm like, yeah, I'm bringing one for me. You guys bring your own fucking girls, man.
Yeah. First couple ones with Hewitt on mushrooms on the deck. We had the P-Stone Challenge with the backside boneless over the Chanel.
Hewitt was not on mushrooms, by the way. He was just eating broccoli. So for all the corporate sponsors that want to fucking, you know, he was just eating broccoli. It was not mushrooms.
Yeah. What happened with the RV back there? That big RV.
Which one, Danny Wayne's?
Yeah.
I slept in it last night, Danny Way. Thank you very much, man. I know I wasn't supposed to tell you that, but you're not going to see this anyway, so it doesn't matter. But Danny, we love you because, well, you were one of the best vert skaters in the world. And I say one of them because I'm going to put you in number two, which leaves interpretation for number one. You're the second best vert skater I've ever seen in my life. Now, who's number one? You were that day. They were that day. I'm sorry, but there's just fucking room for fucking... It's about... Okay, it was Danny Way. Fine.
Yeah. Or maybe it was Bucky. Or maybe it was Colin. Or maybe it was Tom Boyle.
Sean Miller.
Chris Miller. Could go on forever. Let's talk about the Skeleton Key. You guys just opened up a new store in where? Oceanside?
Yeah, it's a hot topic. I mean, technically we do. We could brand the shit to fucking take Hot Topic down. And who the fucking doesn't want to bite on Hot Topic's crap? I mean, we make this happen. It's fucking... Also, the Skeleton Key's fucking nationwide. You go in the shop. People are like, you sold out, guys. No. We bought in. But that's not going to happen. But yeah, it's a fucking hodgepodge of fucking radness. I mean, I have... Wild Bill Hickok lives behind the store. And this is a dude, a general with so many goddamn stripes on his fucking shoulders. It's called skateboarding, and he works there, so...
And Dwayne lives there, too, doesn't he?
Dwayne Peters and Wild Bill Hickok. They're the same in my eyes. Like, these are just fucking... This is a wild person. Ah. It's just an analogy, like...
Right.
someone keeping this shit alive. And like, this is an old fucking warlord, fucking veteran. He's seen fucking the ups and downs. And
so sick. I mean, you guys have been opening doors since it started. That's the slogan, yeah?
Well, Skelt Key is fucking a key that opens up fucking things. And or we can shut things down, too. It's what it is. But, you know, right now we're at this pinnacle of something. We have a story, and I was telling someone about the story that we're trying to create. And he was like, it's a nice story and all, Darren, but you should just have someone do it for you. You should just fucking pay someone to do it for you. You're right. But I can't afford it. So we have to make the story. We have to build the story like we always did. And right now in skateboarding, maybe this is needed because you guys did it yourself? Well, yeah, because no one was paying attention to us. God damn it. We want the builders. We want the fucking architects. This is what we're supposed to be. We want the fucking architects in skateboarding. You know, we want the fucking 5 points. We want Grand Masonry work. We want the fucking work. What does it take to fucking be a skateboarder? What does it take to do an event? What does it take? Yes, we can hire all the shit. I get it. But if you don't do it, we still need you because this is what we do. But you got to have a fucking skater involved that's like, his drive is fucking, I have an idea, I want a ramp, I want a band, I want a bowl, I want this. If the skater's not the top architect in skateboarding, then we're not. We don't have it. If Red Bull wants to do this fucking event and the fucking main dude doing this shit is not the fucking architect, I don't know. Yeah. I can't sign on to that because I want the architects. I want the fucking emotion of a fucking skateboarder to make skateboarding an emotional thing.
Sure. Yeah, skating's getting kind of crazy, the direction some of it's going. You got any feelings about the Olympics?
I love the Olympics, man. If I was 17 years old and they're like, hey, Darren Everett, I sat on the nerd table and everyone hated me, and I was like, I'm going to Olympics, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the Olympics, kids. Do it. Do it. Fucking follow the fucking path that you do. Fucking create the shit. And if you can't go to the Olympics and it's not your shit, that's fine. Then fucking pick up a fucking drum set, pick up a bass, and you can still sit at the nerd table like, hey, jocks, I'm going to goddamn be a goddamn rock star. I'm the ugliest motherfucker here. And guess what's going to happen? So, I mean, it's just this. Is like, no, do whatever you want to. Follow your fucking path. And, like, Olympics are great. Okay, let me ask you this.
All right.
If you could be any Olympic position, what would you take?
Position?
Winter or summer. If you could be an Olympic star, not skateboard included.
I think I'd be the luge.
That's what I'm saying too. I'm toboggan for sure.
Yeah. Those guys are nuts.
Okay. So if I can't have toboggan since you ride around, God damn it. I want to do the one where they fucking do that thing where they shuffle that fucking board and they fucking do the
sweep.
Oh, that's cool as shit.
I forget what it's
called. That might be the oldest Olympic sport around.
Yeah.
And if the day they get rid of that, this day the Olympics is done.
All right.
That's ancient shit.
All right, I got one for you. You got the next video premiere opening up at the drive-ins, which you've already done before. What drive-in movie is going to play before your premiere to help hype it up?
National Lampoon's Family Vacation. Hold on a second. That's this one. Cujo. Cujo's been opening up.
Okay.
Because this big old dog here. Say something, dog. Because Cujo, yeah.
Ooh. All right, we got Cranny right here. Let's get one question for Darren.
In the year 1999, how many ounces of refried weed that we got for free did we smoke, would you say, between a six-month period?
40. We had a friend that he'd smoke weed, but he wouldn't smoke at all. So he'd just throw all these fucking refries in, and we were just kids, and we were like, we don't have any money, so we go to his house like, hey, you have any of that refried? You have any refried beans? Because he would just smoke a bong hit. Small story short, he was just wasting all this weed, and he'd put it in his tray, so we were just like, it worked for us, refried beans. We get stoned off it.
Fill a whole baggie up of that shit.
If I gave you $10 million right now, would you go to Hawaii, buy Lion Farrell's house, and drain the pool, and just live there for 2 years?
Nope. If you gave me $10 million right now, I'd fucking move to fucking Maryland. And I would just fucking retire. And there's a fucking vert scene there, and I like it. But people don't want me to go there because they don't want me to leave. I want to leave. I think it's time to leave California, San Diego. Sorry, man. I'm saying it's not here. It's not there. It's not here, fucking people.
That's when you make it.
It's not here. I'm just saying skateboarding creativity, you show me it in Southern California. You show me in fucking San Francisco. It exists. But let's see this shit, man. I'm tired of it. It's just like, we're surrounded by Red Bull. We're surrounded by Rockstar. We're surrounded by fucking team managers and brand managers, darn participants. I gotta get social, man. I gotta be fucking. I gotta get down into fucking. I need to strike out.
Talk about that spot you guys just hit in Ohio. How gnarly was that thing?
So Cam Noren took us there because he's in architectural and skateboarding, and he took us there. And I heard people were there before, and it was great. But here's a philosophy and a thought I have is, like, I don't care where you're from. If you go hang out with the fucking locals, you better hang out with the fucking locals, man. Show the locals. I'm sorry that I don't know where skateboarding is going. I'm sorry that I'm an old man skateboarding. I'm sorry that I hyperextended my knee last year. I'm sorry that I fucking broke my wrist. I'm sorry that I fucking keep doing this and doing this. I'm sorry that my relationship with skateboarding is skateboarding. Mm-hmm. Because they're right. These big guys fucking running this stupid show, their relationship with skateboarding is not skateboarding. So we have this fucking pinnacle in our fucking life, this momentum. We can take it or not. We won't be able to. And they're right. We won't be able to take it. So we'll just go skateboard.
Yeah, it's crazy. Jason and I just went into a skate shop last week and we saw 10 gator boards on the wall. They're selling these boards of a murder on the wall, making the money from it and promoting this shit. It's insane to me.
Well, I mean, how easy would it be to fucking just, let's just fucking, I hope these guys kill themselves so we can make money off them.
Yeah.
So we don't have to pay them anything. I'm sorry, man. I'm going to say it one more time, and this will get me into trouble. And Schmitty will be like, you can't call me back the next day and fucking tell me you can't put this. You can put all this up. This is under the radar, all the radar. We're fucking skateboarders, man. We're only going to fucking work with skateboarding, and we're going to fucking shift this over again. And when they look the wrong way, that's fine, because they're going to go big and they're going to make multi-million dollars with this route. But when it all falls through and all of a sudden I see fucking skateboarding, we're okay with it. Like, on the very end of it, what do I get to get out of skateboarding? Yeah. I get my life. Someone asked me, well, what do you have to show for it, Darren? I just said my life. I don't own a house. I don't have a lawnmower. I don't have 3 cars. I don't have a pool. My kids aren't in college. And I wish when I have kids, I wish I could do that for them, but you have to do it yourself, man. You have to build this thing yourself. So, I don't know. I don't know where this one's going. That was a little small windmill.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's skateboarding.
Well, we're going to windmill it right over to Las Vegas for the fucking Boost Mobile contest. You got a cover out of it. That was one of the funnest shits I ever went to because Lincoln City played or whatever their band. Lincoln Park. Yeah. And they fucking had all these free tickets. And so we grabbed all these ones from people that didn't want to go, and we sold them out front, and then we got like hundreds of dollars to gamble all night.
I remember we showed up when that famous band Linkin Park was there or whatever.
Yeah.
Then they're doing questions like, I have a question. What do you know about Lincoln, Nebraska? Nothing.
How'd you feel, though, when that cover came out?
Fucking A, man. It was fucking the top achievement of my life. It's very rare to do. And some people have 8 covers. I think if you have 8 covers, then you don't get anything. You've had 8 of them. You're so fucking privileged. They sucked you off. I got 1. Barely. It squeaked through. It's way more honorable. If you're goddamn on the fucking highest horse and you get fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9 covers, fuck you. Yeah. I got 1. All I needed.
With the boombox fucking blasting.
All I need.
I remember, Peter Hewitt, you're up. And you look up in the hotel room and there's Pete going, not going. I love that one.
So Skipper Dominic, he came into the band room and he was like, I had my boombox and he was all drunk. He's like, you 151 riders, you can't party. And it's fucking Skipper. Hey, Skipper. Skipper. Do you remember that time you tried to take my boombox away?
Yes.
And I got the cover of Thrasher?
Yes.
Whose fault was that? That I got the cover of Thrasher?
That was my fault.
That's right.
Why?
Because he tried to take my boombox that night, and I fucking got in his face like, you are not taking my goddamn boombox. He was like, if you're 151. And they slept in the bushes tonight. They were fucking drinking all night long, and I was like, man, I got something to do. This is what I want to do. I'll drink tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You're right. I should follow you and fucking... Da, da, da. No, I have an objective, and I want to fucking follow through with my fucking objectives. I want to skate. The rule was that Thrasher contest, whoever gave it their best got
10 grand or 1,000. It was 1,000. It was 1,000. Whoever did it their best was 1,000. So I gave it my best because I wanted that $1,000, and I didn't get it. He gave it to Max Shaft. Jake fucking Phelps looked at me. He's like, and the fucking who gave it to Max? I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Max, you know I gave it better than you did, but no, I didn't. But then I got the Thrasher out of it. So,
yeah.
So I got more out of it because it was all working together.
Well, speaking of Skipper, true or false, he's been known to shoot his brother in the dick with a BB gun.
I can't fucking say that or not. I'm not his brother, so I don't fucking know.
I'm saying true. Who are some of these young kids that are fucking killing it these days? Archer was here earlier, but...
Well, you want me to talk about the Creature dudes? Or do you want me to talk to the dudes now other behind that?
Skeleton Key, Creature, Madness, whatever. It was sick to see Alex Perlson skating last night.
Alex Perlson did skate.
That was rad.
And he's such a creative skater, but the thing is, like, let this kid do his creativity on his own time, and that's what we believe in. Like, we're not shutting the door on this kid because, yeah, but he's not doing anything, Darren. Alex Perlson's not doing anything. No, you're not doing nothing, man. He's fucking doing something. This fucking kid is skating every fucking day on his own time, and no one gets to see it. And if you get to see it, then you get to fucking see it. So you're not doing anything.
Right.
He is.
The band shit, Skate Rock. First Skate Rock ever. Mm-hmm. Vegas to Seattle.
Yeah.
There's a band called Shed. Wow. There's a band called Grindline, band called Kilgore, and a band called
All Batshit. I remember is we fucking played two extra shows, but fucking we fucking slayed it in. Skate Rock was Skate Rock, but we fucking played two extra shows. That's all I remember.
Ashland. We in a backyard.
In, we snuck in two extra shows.
I struck out Sammy Baca. What do you think, Ed? We need an Ed Dominic question.
Or I'll question him, and he knows I'll fuck him up, dog.
Question me. Do you think that the craters on the moon are skatable?
I once battled this person, Dwayne Peters. He was like, we never landed on the moons. I was like, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe we didn't land on the moon. But I'll always say this. Let's use the brilliance of the both. Did we land on the moon or we did not? It's the same thing. If I fucking fooled you and said I landed on the fucking moon, I landed on the fucking moon. So if you want to challenge me, you never land on the moon, but I fooled everybody out. This is a brilliant thing. It's called Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
See, Walt Disney faked it. So if we went to the moon, we did. And if we didn't, his name was fucking Walt Disney. So if we did that, both things are brilliant. Did we or did we not? Both are fucking brilliant. So when you have a kid and you say, we never went to the moon. No, you tell your kid, both are brilliant. You either make it up or you did it. Well, imagination is creation.
Yeah, that's true.
Did we go to Mars or not? Anyways.
You ever shot your brother in the dick with a BB gun?
That would be a yes.
Confirmation.
Well, see, his stories his stories are way different than mine. I never shot my brother in the dick with a BB gun. I shot him in the back, though, with the one. Yeah.
Well, if we got Rumble, Ramona, numero diez, that's 10 for all you people not understand Spanish.
Three on, three off, five on.
Who do we want here for the 10th one?
Sal Barbie, Sean Miller, Bob Haro, the Kuhara team. Chris Miller.
Chris Miller. Has Chris ever been to one?
No.
Zach Miller has.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's exactly.
We got one third of the Millers.
Zach Miller skated for 4 hours yesterday.
Yep.
And I asked him, it's like, I was like, thank you. And he's like, for what? I was like, you skated for 4 hours? Well, yeah. You like the ramp? No. But you skated for 4 hours.
Huh. We got the Dwayne Peters trivia question last night, 4:30 in the morning. Who was the first tail drop?
Depends if you're from Florida. What's called an elevator drop.
Right.
I sit in the middle. These guys were my predecessors. I listened to this old dude tell me this. I'd listen to this old dude tell me this. I'd listen to this old dude tell me this. So who invented it? Well, as far as I'm concerned, my neighbor did. He showed me how to do it.
Well, what else do you like skating besides this Ramona ramp down here?
East Coast, man.
Just take it to East Coast. You really think about moving out there?
Absolutely. I'm tired of this fucking goddamn shit. What, are we supposed to go to fucking HB Vans and think that's where it's at? Ooh. We're supposed to go to HB Vans? We're supposed to go to Combi and think that's where it's at? It's not here anymore, man. I'm sorry. It's all this goddamn corporate fucking... It's not here. This is a relationship we're trying to have in skateboarding. You build it, Because one reason. Because I want it.
I'm trying to think of a good good fucking...
Let me ask you this.
Okay, yeah.
In skateboarding, who are the top of the fucking line, the gods that we listen to? In skateboarding, who do you listen to?
I'm saying Olsen.
Okay, of course.
Dwayne.
Okay. Why do you listen to Olsen?
Because they were there.
Yeah, you but...
I mean, Jake. I used to listen to Jake. He's dead.
We blood, sweat, and tears this motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
We get hurt, and we do this. There's this ramp right here. I can look at it with all confidence, knowing that I do this fucking thing. So if we're going to talk skateboarding, you better fucking skateboarding. If you want to talk skateboarding, and you want to be like, I used to be, it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
The only way to be present in this time is to be present in this time. And you could be fucking worse than the kids, but you still have to be present in this fucking time. You have to drop in. I don't care how good you were, how good you aren't, how fucking I was. Yeah. I don't care. You can fucking tell. I was this guy. New rule. Oh, you want to talk about skateboarding?
Got to ride first.
You got to ride.
Yeah. It's like you and I have had this discussion a lot about the numbers and like, what do you mean? You can't look at a video and tell me if it's good or bad. You have to look at numbers to tell me if it's good or bad. That shit fucking drives me crazy. Like, is this video good or is it bad? Look at it.
Well, you once told me, Darren, it's about the numbers. I'm like, you're right. It's about the ones. The ones that fucking do. It's about the numbers. You got 4,000 fucking followers. Yeah, how many of them do what we do? It's right. About the ones. So I don't give a fuck about your fucking multi-million dollar numbers. I care about the ones that do this. Well, luckily I'm so fucking small that the lights I have to fucking keep on are the lights I've always been keeping on. It's called one light bulb. So lucky my fucking stuff that I'm doing is such a small organization. Mm. And it's a real organization. I'd like to keep my organization tight. And someday we're going to be fucking multi-million dollar fucking motherfuckers. But we're going to have one light bulb. Because we know fucking what it takes. Because we're going to spread the money out fucking equally. I don't give a fuck. You're broke. What'd you get out of it? My life.
One of my favorite trips that I've ever taken with you, we've been on a few trips throughout the years, was going to Hawaii. We camped for like, I think it was 13 days. And we came up with this sick idea that we never did, but we could still do it someday. Is you take 10 guys and you have 10-day trip, and each day a different guy gets his day. So like day one is Darren's day, day two my day.
Yeah, that wasn't on purpose. That's because we're all grown men. And we all wanted our day, so we're all being emotional fuckers. It was Joel's day, my day, their day. We all wanted it so badly that it's my day, and then fucking someone was like, it's Darren's day. Yeah. And so they put him like, I don't want it to be my day today. My day was supposed to be yesterday. So fuck you. But yeah, we do that.
And now for another First Impressions with Timothy Donald McKenney.
First Impressions with Tim McKenney. This one's the Vertical Vampire. My first impression was in Sacto at the Grind. I think it was Joe Sierra's benefit. I think he ruptured his spleen and was going to die. And we were all there for the party. And my first impression, I'm high on shrooms and I'm looking up at the vert ramp. And I'm watching the Vertical Vampire get to the top. And I swear to God, he looked exactly like one to me. And he even hissed. His fangs came out and he hissed. And in my head, I'm going, okay, I guess that's why they call him that. From there, I go with Steve Black and Ballard on a road trip and get to skate with everyone before they even got on America. I'm talking Tim Brosh, Mark Johnson, you name it, one-on-one. Another dream come true moment. It all started with the hiss of the Vertical Vampire. Shout out.
Okay, I'm going to interview this guy.
How many hours did you put on the grill yesterday?
About 12.
How much meat got bought yesterday?
70 pounds.
70 pounds of meat. Rumble yes. And Ramona. 70 pounds of meat.
Hey, full name?
Homie.
Well, the day after Ramona is something I don't know if I've ever encountered. This is cool. Watching people clean stuff up, people eating some leftover hot dogs. We got the...
Schmitty, what if we have no choice and we put an event on and we're not a luxury to just leave it?
We put something on that we have to stay here because we're putting it on and we're pinned here because we're doing this and you can't leave because it takes a lot of work. And we have to understand this shit. Like,
yeah, build it. You got to tear it down. Lance Dawes was out here earlier. We're playing fucking, we're throwing the ball, playing a little baseball, striking people out, hitting home runs.
Let me ask you this right now. Did you not say he wanted to try this interview with me? And he was like, yeah, but if I do this interview with the day after, you're going to come back and be like, I can't, you can't use that shit. I don't think I've said anything bad. No. I can say plenty of bad.
Sure.
But there's no need for that because we already know what's out there. So I can be like, this sucks, 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 this sucks in skateboarding. Or I can be like, I can skate in these shoes. I can skate in these shoes. I can skate on this board.
I mean, what stokes you out in skateboarding?
Archer Braun stoked me out because this kid is fucking wow, ooh, ah, ooh. Cam Norn, Sam Beckett said, Sam Beckett was like, it feels a little flat right now, Darren, because I was like, you're going to skate? He's like, it feels flat. I'm going to wait for these guys.
Sick moment for me was Jason, Jesse showing up and Dwayne and him kind of getting together and talking and just being a fly on the wall. And that was sick for me. I was
hyped. To me, those two are old veterans. They're fucking, I followed them and I will never turn my back on them.
Yeah.
Because I relate to them. They're better than me, and they're not better than me. We all know this is the thing. They're my elders. I look up to these fucking dudes. They show me, keep going. And they show me that the industry's turned your back on them many times, but these are the goddamn architects. These are the fucking architects of skateboarding. So when the industry turns their back on the architects of skateboarding, you are no longer the fucking architect of skateboarding. Now you're just a corporation making some money. These are the people that built skateboarding.
Right.
So we're holding on to the people that built skateboarding. We're all crazy fucking people. We say stuff with emotion, and sometimes we're wrong, but we say it.
Yeah.
Excuse us for saying this, but you try a fucking ollie to fakie. I want the emotion of skateboarding. I want to fucking cry. I want to laugh. I want to smile. I want frustrations. I want skateboarding. I want what it really is. This is it, man. We build things and we don't build things. These are the people we listen to, and I'm sorry. I'm not going to turn my back on them. I will disagree with them all day long, but I won't turn my back on them. I'll have my own philosophies, my own thoughts, but I won't turn my back on them. Like, wow, you saw that differently than me.
Yep. 100% agree.
And you did it, though.
100% agree.
We're going to be over here skateboarding, so when it all collapses over there, like, what? We're skateboarding, man. What did you get out of your life? I got skateboarding. That's all I ever wanted. I don't care.
Amen. What's it going to say on the tombstone? Is there going to be a little fucking thing?
No name. He who was he, she who was her, who were they? No name.
I like that.
Because we know who they were, but you don't have to. You fucking want a fucking analogy of who they were, what they did. We know what they did. So the tombstone says, no name. All of us. All of us. We know, and you don't.
Done.
There's a treasure under that damn tombstone.
All right. If you could ask me any question for my 50th birthday, what would it be?
Are you scared of getting old?
That's a good one. Yeah, I think I'm already old, so.
You look better than you did 10 years ago.
I lost some weight.
You look better than you looked 10. You look happier. So you've gone through emotion. Remember that time when me and you and fucking and our fucking great friend Jehovah would be like, we'd do one shot of stupid and we were retarded.
Yeah.
And we let that go because it was worthless. It was worthless. So if I ask you one question, are you bummed that you're old?
I am and I'm not.
Do you wish you were 20 fucking one?
No.
You wish you were 25?
Some days no. I mean, I wish my body felt like it did when I was 25.
But it can.
But my mind, no.
Your mind controls everything, and your mind will control your body. If you want to be addicted to health, then be addicted to health. You can be as old as you want to, and you can fucking be in the shape as you want to. I've seen these guys. I've seen them. Yeah. I've seen them fall. We follow them. Like, you want to do it? There's a three-legged dog walking around right now. This is a fucking three-legged dog.
And so Tripod.
This dog Tripod is showing us something. Hey, man, I only got three legs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm still going to do it.
And no one's going to pay attention to me because you are the ugliest dog here.
One side note I forgot to mention. I did invite Darren all the way up for a Skater of the Year party one year. He drove all the way.
Yep.
I put his name on the list.
Nope.
He got to the door. They said his name's not on the list. He turned around and went home.
That's true. I'll
never live that one down.
I went all the way.
To all you people out there that ask me if they can be on the list for Sody Party, I'll never put anyone's name on the list again because of that incident.
Nope, I got denied at the door.
Damn it.
I went all the way home. I went all the way up there. I was like, I don't want to be here anyways because I'm not on the list.
I'll just guarantee.
And if we're on a fucking list, the thing is, we have too many friends.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a fucking list. Am I on the list, Darren? I'm on the list. Do I not skate with you? You're on a fucking list. There's no such thing as a goddamn list. If you're a fucking skateboarder, you're on the list.
Fuck yeah. Well, big love, Darren. You're fucking one of my top friends. If I ever get married, I want you at the wedding. I want you at my funeral. I just want you every day of my life. And
Schmitty, my fourth kid's middle name will be Schmitty. My fourth kid's name will be Schmitty.
Shit, if we're going to take it out of here, what song should we crank?
Hang on, Sloopy. Hang on, Sloopy.
All right.
Hang on, Sloopy. Cranny. Are you playing the music?
Actually, what's that?
I need you to play Hang On Sloopy.
Oh, I got it right here. Sloopy Hang On?
Yes.
Sloopy Hang On.
Because this is the thing. Is we're all trying to hang on. And fucking if you're not hanging on to something, then fucking you're just a goddamn fucking... We're all cobwebs. When it's all said and done, with all your fucking plush goddamn shit, we're hanging on, man.
Come on.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talkin' Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow up them charts. All the episodes will always remain free to my listeners, but if you'd like to help support the show, you can do so at our website, talkinschmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like stickers, beanies, t-shirts, or hats. The website has an entire archive of all the episodes with extra photos and video. You can also email me with any concerns, questions, suggestions, comments, etc. at talkinschmidt@gmail.com. That's talkinschmidt, talkinschmidt, @gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by me, Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature, and a special shout out goes to my executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it!
Until next week, this is Talkin' Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.
Talkin' Schmidt, Talkin' Schmidt, Talkin' Schmidt.